show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast for a Friday.
Woo!
Our last live radio show for a little while because Gabs is going off to do not much. There's
just
much
chilling,
on the horizon,
just relaxing.
Just chilling and relaxing and getting married!
Woo! Woo! And going on a little mini moon!
Little mini honeymoon!
Yeah! I'm so excited.
And today we actually had people ring up and offer their advice for the newlyweds.
Marital advice. I actually think Cliffo got more out of it than I did.
I absolutely took notes. I'm an awful, awful husband. Just ask my wife. Vance Joy was on the show. Plus, you got to, like, this is big for me, right? I put a lot into this. The whole Bluey origin episode went to air. We've got the highlights from that. If you're not across it, Gabby brought the news the other day that Ray Warren came out of retirement to star in Bluey.
Yeah, he commentated the origin game on Bluey.
Yeah, and I realized halfway through watching it that it was actually just my life on the screen. So get that coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
We only let her talk about the wedding once per week.
What? Only once?
Yep. Except for this week when we're letting her do it twice because apparently it's a really short one and it's a good story. This is Gabby's weekly wedding update.
And I'll be honest, it's not even really you doing the talking.
And it's the third time.
This time. And it's the third time.
So all of that's right.
Well, you get married on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we thought fitting... to just sort of do a little run around the office here, speak to some of your friends and colleagues and get some marital advice.
Wonderful. I need all the advice I can get.
Yeah, because, I mean, everything changes, but kind of nothing does at the same time.
I was actually saying to Nev, I'm like, what could change? Like, we already live together.
Everything and nothing. So big shout out to one of our behind the scenes just legends here, Carly, who works so hard. And of course, our own producer, Hayley, for putting this together.
Great.
We're going to get a video up on our socials later at Cliffo and Gabby.
Awesome.
But for now, here, Gabby, is some advice from some of your friends and colleagues on being newly married and going ahead in the life of wedded bliss.
Cool.
Hopefully. Here we go.
My advice. Treat your marriage like a fine wine. It's going to get better with age. And I guess my last bit of advice, always apologize. Never be afraid to be the bigger party and apologize. Particularly you, Nev. I know what Gabby's like.
Make time to listen. As much as you may not be interested in what they're saying, at least make eye contact and listen. Deep breaths, just listen.
Have dinner every single night at the dining table and not the couch, unless NRL 360 is on, or a footy game, or a really good series. But yeah, every night.
Always be considerate of each other and have each other's back at all times, no matter what.
Nev, my advice to you is she's always right, and the answer's always yes, dear.
You don't need to have like a tally on the fridge or anything, but just always keep in the back of your mind who's doing how many dishes and make sure you keep it fair.
You want to go on date nights often? I would suggest once a week. Just treat yourself to a dinner, a movie, even a walk in the park. Just spend quality time together and stay friends.
Nice.
Is that last one, Hayley?
That's Hayley.
Hayley, are you married?
I'm not even married, so Hayley's I don't know what I have to say on marriage.
I love it.
We were desperate for numbers.
No, I like date night is a good idea, though, so it's good advice.
Yeah, exactly.
We thought 131060, let's open the phone lines right now before she dives into the pool of married life.
Yep.
She's on the diving board right now. Her toes are wiggling over. She's about to dive in. But let's give Gabby last-minute advice, 131060. What's your advice for Gabby and Nev, the newly, or soon-to-be newlyweds?
Can I please ask that no one call and say, don't do it?
I can't guarantee that, Gabby.
I had a lot of that on my hens night, and it's not helpful.
Mate, don't you get that on hens nights. Randos will just like,
stop
from
you
across
and go,
the
don't
street.
Do it.
Don't do it! Don't do it! All right, so don't do it. We've already got bad advice,
right,
so maybe, you know, if that's your advice, maybe sit on that one. But 131060, if you have legit last-minute wedding advice before Gabby and Nev tie the knot on Wednesday, let's throw that advice Gabby and Nev's way. 131060, the phone number on here. Justin's called through. Justin, what's your advice for the soon-to-be newlyweds?
Well, it was going to be don't do it, but to be serious, to be serious, mate, stay happy, laugh,
Yeah.
And don't go to bed bloody angry.
Don't go to bed angry. I love that.
I do love that advice. And I love the laugh advice because with a character like Nev, I don't think that's going to stop.
No.
He's always doing stupid things to make me laugh.
Life's too serious.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so true, Justin.
Love it.
Don't go to bed angry. I bloody love that. Danielle's here. Danielle, what's your advice for the soon-to-be newlyweds?
Keep your communication lines open.
Yeah.
Make sure that if there's something that you want from the relationship, you're always okay to vocalise that.
I love that too, because you don't want to get bitter. You don't want to, like, you know, hold any grudges or hold things inside and not be happy.
And so many of us in life go through, you know, not only just relationships, but situation at work or with friendship groups or whatever, where we want something, but we don't have
voice
the
it.
Courage to vocalize it. So if you've ever got if there's anyone you should talk about that with, it's the one you're marrying, Danielle. So great advice.
Good one.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Me too. Cliffo's getting wedding advice.
I'm taking notes. Anita's here. Anita, what's your advice?
Well, I've been married 40 years and I reckon don't be a 1950s wife. Be the new age.
Oh, yeah, Anita, I don't think we've got to worry about that.
Rock and roll.
Nev's the
Anita.
Better cook out of the both of us.
He's got to know how to cook and wash too.
100%. He's actually better at that than I am. So I think I'm good, Anita. Thank you for that.
That's great advice.
I love that advice because that's where I'm at.
Warren's next. Warren, what's your advice for our soon-to-be newlyweds?
Hey, so my advice is that marriages aren't always 50-50. Sometimes they're 60-40, 70-30. You got to lean on each other when you need to, and you should always look out for each other.
But cleaning's 50-50, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
I thought you were going to say 60-40. Nev's way. Cliffo, Gabby, and Vance Joy. This is Vance's new single. It's called Clarity, and he joins us over the satellite right now. Vance Joy, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Good to see good to hear you guys. Good to be back.
Good to chat you.
You had a bout of COVID last week, mate. That's the spicy cough caught up with you. Is you feeling good now?
Yeah, more good. Like it was a bit of a. I kind of knew it was coming because I was just playing heaps of shows, running around, catching all these different flights overseas, and I came back just in time for the album release after all this promo, and so I knew my body was just run down, and so unfortunately I missed a couple of things, but I needed the rest, so I sat on the couch and enjoyed just like being an absolute slob.
It's a forced rest, which is never a bad idea. You were busking before you made it big time. I've always known that. But then I was reading up this morning about how you also used to do open mic nights. And I just wanted to know a bit more about that, because the only thing I know about open mic nights is from Coyote Ugly, where she'd get up and play her guitar and have a sing in a dingy old bar. Is that reality? Is that what actually happens?
Yeah. I think less people pay attention and care, like maybe in the movie. Or maybe people didn't care. I honestly, it's been a long time. I haven't seen that movie since 2001.
No one has, Vance. No one has.
Yeah.
You can't find the moonlight, man.
Yeah. I mean, what a tune. And also this, like, I mean, I had a couple of decent songs by the time I did my open mic nights. Like, I had songs that I kind of ended up putting on my first album, but there wasn't any breakaway hits Moonlight style. But what I want to say is, it was like, you play to like, honestly, like four or five people in a room, you play three songs, and it's like kind of, I was so nervous. I've never been, as nervous as I was like playing those first open mic nights, especially no one cares, but for you, it's like a big deal. So
yeah.
An important step.
I can't get the image of Vance Joy wearing skimpy little denim.
Dancing on a bar.
Standing on a bar, singing out of my mind. Great ugly stuff. While we're going way back in time, I also read on the internet that this song, called Riptide, You've Been Living Under a Rock. Huge hit of yours, of course. I heard that is the reason that you are not a lawyer right now. Is that the truth?
Yeah. I mean, I would have tried to find something else besides law, but I did do a law degree, and I was kind of, in the pathway to doing it, but my songwriting was just way more interesting to me, and I was kind of excited about that. So I thought, I'm going to take a pause before, following the law degree, and I'll just, see what happens with music. And I'm kind of glad I did. I don't think I really had the heart. My heart wasn't in it.
What did your parents say when you were like, I'm not going to be a lawyer, I'm going to write songs?
They were okay with it. Honestly, like no one knew it, what would happen. So I was kind of like, look, I finished my degree. I've got a part-time job. I can, take care of myself to a degree. I can pay for my music recording. I can, you know, if I want to do stuff, I can kind of, you know, give me 6 months and or give me a year and then I'll see, you know, how it's all shaping up. You know, if it's a no-go, then I'll have to look at my other options. But yeah. I definitely, they gave me a little bit of a window.
Cool. Like you already have a degree. Like if you were maybe a year in. Yeah, sorry. Like, well, yeah, I think it's two. Vance has what we don't have. Talent.
And a degree.
And a degree. Both. So
quickly, Vance, I've heard that the weirdest thing a fan has. Is that what your fans are called?
Oh, that's
Vance.
A great one.
No, I hope so. Vance. I hope I have a secret group out there, like a little minority of extra super fans. But they call themselves the Curlies. There's a few Curlies out there.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well, the weirdest thing one of them has ever given you is like a voodoo doll of yourself. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, that is true. But, you did. Yeah. So I don't know if it's actually a voodoo doll. It looks like a voodoo doll and it's very well made and it looks like me, but it also creeps me out. So I put it in a cupboard at home and kind of hide it away. But I also don't want to get rid of it because I feel like I've watched The Conjuring and you can't throw away objects where there's like evil spirits in them.
But if it's a voodoo doll and it's in a cupboard in a dark space, do you then start feeling dark and lonely?
Yeah.
That's where the best songs
come
from.
Get it out of the cupboard. Yeah.
Get it out.
Put it in the sunshine, man.
I feel like it'd be very handy if you ever had an itch on your back that you can't quite get to. So you just pull out the doll, give it a scratch. Bob's your uncle.
I never thought of that. Okay, I'm going to start, you know, taking care of it, really taking care of it and putting it in the sunshine.
You've got to think about these things. This is so good. Vance Joy is performing down under, playing dates. Like he's going to be in Cairns in September, Brisbane. Gold Coast, there's a heap of Queensland dates. So get your tickets to see Vance Joy live, frontiertouring.com. We always love having him on the show, on the satellite from his hometown of Melbourne this morning. Vance Joy, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Cliff and Gabby. Legends.
Prediction, I reckon that Bluey cartoon, it's going to be all right.
Might be a bit of a success.
Might be a bit of a hit.
We'll see.
Queensland now to around the world.
Won a Logie the other day too.
Won a Logie and they're lapping it up in the US. So once you crack that US market.
Well, Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes' kids love it.
Everyone's kids love it, mate. Well, I got two kids. Going off them, 100% of kids love Bluey. But there's been a lot of talk about Bluey this week because the Decider episode went live on ABC Kids and iView like 48 hours ago.
How's that going to go in the States?
Well, okay, they homogenize everything enough.
Make it a bit generic.
They make it generic. And, like, for us, we know, like, the commentator is Ray Warren. Yeah. We know that. But for the American audiences, it's just a deep voice commentator. Do you know what
and
I mean?
And it's just a footy game. So like, they don't go into details.
Yeah, they don't really call it the state of origin. They just, like, call
it NRL.
The big game.
Gotcha.
But you know what it is, because there's Blues jerseys, there's Maroon jerseys. Like, it's very clear what it is.
Yep.
And watching The Decider, we only watched it last night, it was very much like putting a mirror up to mine and my wife's relationship.
Mm.
Because the main characters of this episode, like obviously Bluey, Bandit, like all the regulars were there, but the story really centered around Janelle and Pat, the neighbouring dogs. Now they're...
Janelle the dog.
Janelle and Pat.
Okay.
And they got two kids, puppies, I guess. Chucky is the youngest one. Uh-huh. Thing is, though, Janelle, the mum, she's a Blues supporter.
Ooh.
And Pat, the dad, he's a Maroon supporter. And Chucky doesn't really know who to support. And I'm going to play a bit here. This is from halftime when Chucky's realizing that no one's really happy, like on mum's side or dad's side.
Okay.
It's halftime in The Decider, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It was forward.
No, it wasn't.
Are we watching the same game, Janelle?
It was.
Do you know what colour you're going to be, Chucky?
I don't know. Whenever Dad's colour is happy, Mum is sad. But whenever Mum's colour is happy, Dad is sad.
Now the teams are on their way out. The second half.
All right, they're running back on. Right.
So that's me and Michelle.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Because I'm a New South Welshman. She's a proud Queenslander. And we've always been fighting about who our kids are going to support.
And no one can be happy all the time.
It steps up a big notch just before the second half kicks off because Chucky's older brother, Lockie, says to him, enough's enough. You know, you can't be on mum and dad's side. You have to pick a side.
Okay.
And on one side of the backyard, you have Janelle. And on the other side, you have Pat.
Oh,
and
God.
Chucky's in the middle going, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Hey, Chuckles, you going to keep watching a bit with me and a bit with your dad?
No, he has to choose one side.
Why?
Because you can't keep changing.
He can if he wants to, Lucky.
But that's not fair.
You do whatever you want, sweetheart.
That's okay. I can choose one colour.
And this is the sad moment where Lockie walks towards his dad.
But not too much.
Thanks, Mum.
Leaves Janelle behind.
Aww.
And Janelle has to walk back across the street to the house by herself, leaving all the Maroon supporters behind. And Gabby, never in my life have I felt more connected to a cartoon dog named Janelle. Right now.
North Queensland Cowboys were playing this weekend. Kyle Felt would be back on the field. However, there's a bye. He still joins us in studio, though.
Bloody easy for him.
Felty.
Easy for him to say that when you don't have to cash the check.
Felty.
What check are we talking about? I don't have one.
Don't know, mate. Yeah.
It's been a while since we've seen you out on the pitch, but you will be back for the Broncos game, which is like a week and a half away.
Yep.
So that's the big one, mate.
Yeah, the big one.
The real derby.
The derby.
Yeah, because the last derby was the fake derby. Against the Gold Coast.
No one cares.
Like the cousin you don't like.
So how is the knee feeling though? Like tip-top condition?
Tip-top enough to play.
Tip-top enough to play. All right.
Well, the good thing is though, because Cowboys have the bye this weekend, because rep round and Origin on Sunday in Perth. That's a whole other kettle of fish. Origin in Perth. And then, yeah, week after that you got the Broncos game. But then Cowboys have another bye. So you pretty much got to, you know, get there for one game, hopefully, and keep it all intact, and then another bit of a break. So
yeah, a bit of duct tape on it, and I'll be sweet for one game, and then get out, like you said, get another week off, which is great.
Has Origin been frustrating for you watching that, knowing that, you know, you potentially could have got the call up?
Not as much because I'm injured, so if I wasn't injured, it'd probably be a little bit more frustrating. But because I am, it's what it is. It's football, and
it's part of
don't really mind. Like, I'd like to be there and that, but on the other hand, I'm stoked for all our boys that are in the team.
What are your thoughts on Origin being in Perth?
Oh, now we're getting controversial.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind it. It's,
really?
Yeah.
Like, it's free trip
I think
to Perth.
It's weird.
You can call up.
Yeah, true.
I think it's like growing our game a bit too. So,
do Perth give a crap, though, about New South Wales or Queensland?
I don't know. When we played the Nines over there, it was pretty cool. They got around it in 2020. So Origin's a whole different arena, though. They played there a couple of years ago as well. So
yeah, I think Perth's a bit like Melbourne. Like, they'll just sort of go to any sport, but, you know.
Any event's a good event in Perth.
Yeah,
they don't get much.
Any event to be able to drink at, I think.
Yeah, that's right. It's Perth. There's not much going on. Kyle Felt's here, which means we have to do this.
I'm Kyle Felt, and this is Felty's Daddy Diary.
How old's your little girl now?
She just turned 4 months.
4 months.
3 days ago.
So, happy 4 month birthday.
Yeah.
All right, this is where we like to put the spotlight on Felty as a first-time father and learn, I guess, what he's picked up in the last 7 days. Last week's one was your first poo explosion, like right up the back, everywhere.
No one loves a poo explosion.
They're a bloody nightmare.
We've gone from that, thank God. That's that's in the past.
So what have you learned this week?
This week, as you know, I am right into my grass and all that sort of stuff and do like.
But when he says right into his grass, he means he's lawn
care,
everyone.
Lawn care.
Right into my grass could be something very different.
But yeah, so I'm right into my lawn care, as everyone knows. And Deanna had Macy over at her mum and dad's yesterday and just took her into the gardens and having a look at some trees. And little did we know that Macy might have a green thumb. She's right into the leaves and stuff. And like, it's on my Instagram, so she's like bashing a tree. It's pretty cool. It's
right, okay.
She's right into, like, she wants to get up close and personal and really.
Let's get rid of this tree, Dad. There's more room for lawn here.
Yeah.
That might be the case.
Training her one after your own heart, hey?
Yeah, that's right. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, Origin Game 2. It's at Optus Stadium in Perth on Sunday. Kickoff is way too late, 7 p.m.
On a Sunday.
It's nearly 8 p.m., 7:50 p.m. Oh, my God, my old bones can't cope. And then the Cowboys, their next game is a home game against the Broncos. Saturday week, 5:30 kickoff at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Felty will be strapping up for it. Kyle Felt, thanks so much for your time, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
This is kind of about the wedding, but not really about the wedding. So just putting it out there before you yell at me that I'm talking about the wedding when I'm not allowed to.
Mate, this is our last show before you go off and get married. And all I'm looking
at
is a massive glitter sign that says bride-to-be. Yeah. You're wearing like a sash and a crown thing. It says bride.
Yeah, there's no getting away from it.
It's right there in front of me. It's like hitting me in the face with a wet fish. Bang, I'm getting married.
But So I had my final meeting with the celebrant this week, and she offered to give us a confetti cannon, and a confetti cannon for the ceremony rite. It shoots 6 meters. Like, it is a big deal. And we were going to keep it a secret because it'd be a nice little, like, boom at the end that no one was expecting. However,
I love that these are a thing.
Yeah, I know. They're cool, huh? I know. She said it's like this big metal thing. And so I've got my brother-in-law in charge of it.
Good morning. Boom. Welcome to a new day.
What a great way to start the day. So I'm really excited about it. But I was talking to one of my girlfriends yesterday, and she's going to have her tiny, tiny baby at the wedding. Right. He's only 4 months old. Okay. And she is bringing her mum along with her because her mum's going to look after Bub so they can have a good time at the reception. Mm-hmm. But they're all going to come to the ceremony because that's a nice, you know, relaxed moment. And she was telling me that he'd be there. So I was like, oh, well, I was going to keep it a secret, but I better warn you, there's going to be a confetti cannon. And I don't know how loud it is. So I wanted to tell you because it might scare the baby.
Well, there's got to be some sort of gunpowder or air pressure.
Surely it's going to make a bang.
There's
got
to be something there
to
make the confetti fly. What did you say? 6 meters.
That's 6 meters.
Serious confetti cannon.
Serious stuff. And I didn't want the baby to like, wah, and then start freaking out. So I was telling Nev
baby will be
night,
scared of confetti for the rest of its life.
I know. But Nev, he had a bit of a special moment last night where he should have been blonde in that time, because I was telling him about it.
You who have those, I know, those moments.
It's definitely, he took the blonde crown from me last night, because I was like, look, I know we're going to keep it a secret, but I had to tell Holly because she's going to have baby Zach there and she needs to prepare the baby in case it's loud. And he looked at me and he's like, really confused look on his face. He's like, what do you mean prepare the baby? And I'm like, what do you mean? What do I mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
And we're looking at each other,
prepare
both very confused. He goes, he doesn't understand. He's a baby. He thought I meant she'd have to tell him and be like, now, Zach, there's going to be a loud noise. Make sure you're ready for it. I'm like, no, she can cover his ears.
Nev, she's just going to write him a letter, Nev. She's going to write it down and show it to him.
Nev! The Hit Break the Show!